from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, in a developing breaking story, the Federal Aviation Administration says a passenger jet has collided with a helicopter while landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport close to Washington, D.C. The FAA says the collision is being investigated. Search and rescue operations are underway. The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell explains the decision.
We see things as in a really good place for policy and for the economy, and so we feel like we don't need to be in a hurry to make any adjustments.
It comes after the Fed cut rates three times in a row last year. It also marks the first policy decision during President Trump's second term. And the American Lung Association is out with a new report card for the Garden State on its efforts to prevent and reduce tobacco use. These grades are not worth hanging on the fridge.
New Jersey's grades across five key categories are 1B, 1C, 1D, and 2Fs. Michael Sealback with American Lung Association says the failing grades come in the categories of funding for tobacco control programs.
Unfortunately, New Jersey is not spending an adequate amount of dollars to combat the tobacco problem.
And the level of state tobacco taxes.
It's really not having the effect that it once had.
New Jersey's best grade relates to its smoke-free workplace rules, but the Lung Association says New Jersey needs to extend its indoor smoking ban to include casinos. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And will this snow melt soon? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Here in New Jersey.
It's 11:05. Here's fast traffic.
And on the northbound turnpike, the car lanes are closed. The eastern spur is closed. We've had some issues with trees and wires down. 31 in Hunterdon County in Lebanon is still shut down right near Krieger Road in the High Bridge area with a down tree and down wires. Middlesex County, again, we still have Inman Avenue shut in Edison between Rahway Road and Tingley Lane for water main repairs. That should go until tomorrow sometime. And if you're traveling into Somerset County now, two closures of South Middlebush Road for fallen trees. One closure is right near Cortell Hughes Lane. That's the more recent one. The other one is between Bennett's Lane and Blackwell's Mills Road. That happened a little before 10 p.m. 22 West reopened in Union near Chestnut Street. The issue there with the sign that flew onto the roadway has now been cleared. In Runnymede, Camden County, we've got Black Horse Pike with the right lane closed northbound between 295 and Prospect Ridge Boulevard. It's because of gas main repairs and a crash in Cape May County on the Parkway South near Exit 6. Remember, there's road work in Woodbridge on the southbound Parkway, Colonial Rest Area to 130. And across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, they closed the lower deck at the George Washington Bridge. And the Lincoln is going to be better than the Holland, which is going to lose one lane shortly. 80 West brake lights in Patterson. We've got some construction near Exit 58. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Your phone, your radio. It's that simple. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app for an on-the-go listening experience. Thanks to our Listen Live sponsor, Guaranteed Service. New Jersey's premier plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical service provider.
Are you retired, Graham?
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The sky will turn out clear through the overnight hours. It's going to be blustery and colder. Low temperatures down into the low and mid-20s. And wind chills will be down into the teens. Plenty of sunshine Thursday with a chilly breeze. Highs will be in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming cloudy for Thursday night. There will be a little rain arriving toward daybreak. Could be some pockets of freezing rain in the northwest hills. Lows 30 to 35. And some more rain and drizzle on Friday with highs in the mid to upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
30 in Andover, 39 in Monroe, 38 Seaside Heights. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.